Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll lead you to a deeper connection to your body and soul. Each Friday on Opening to Ecstasy, we'll have some of the most gifted healers, coaches, authors, and agents of change helping you awaken the beauty in your life. Before we get into the show, I heard the commercial for my energy emergency toolkit, and, you know, I had a fabulous day. I'm still having a fabulous day, but I do get frazzled easily. That's why I made that toolkit. And I had a little technical difficulty before the show, and just that was enough that I noticed that my adrenaline kind of shot out a bit. And I just want to take a moment to take a breath with everybody. Just get present in our bodies. And I'm just going to shake my body. I'm shaking it. Shake it off. Okay, there. Shaking, breathing. I'm present again. It's good to be with all of you. And today, our guest is a woman who's absolutely lovely inside and out. Her name is Cheyenne Joy Aziz. I met her in San Diego at the very first showing of the soon-to-be-released movie Discover the Gift. I loved the film, and I talked to Cheyenne after the showing because I wanted to help her, you know, spread the news about the movie. So, like the film The Secret, Discover the Gift is, you know, really inspirational and includes wonderful teachings from today's leading spiritual teachers and transformational leaders. And the movie explores the basic, you know, vital reality that there's a gift in each person and in all circumstances that is simply awaiting discovery. The film inspires us to nurture our gift and to live the miracle of our gift full out. And as we do this, we experience greater and greater joy, power, fulfillment, and unconditional love. In addition to this high-powered inspiration, the movie is beautifully filmed. And the movie includes a very real personal story about the brother-sister team involved in the film. And Cheyenne is the sister part of that team. Cheyenne Joy Aziz has a master's degree in education from Norwich University and is completing her PhD in human development and organizational systems. Her passion is improving the lives of children through the education of parents, adults, educators, and communities. In pursuit of this, she's used her 20 years of experience in various aspects of education to help create her family company, Equilibrium Entertainment. As executive producer and director of operations for Equilibrium Entertainment, Cheyenne strongly believes in using all forms of media to advance our highest ideals and create a sanctuary for the creative mind. Let's welcome Cheyenne to Opening to Ecstasy. Hello, Cheyenne.
Hello, Lynette. How are you?
I'm doing really well. And how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thanks for being here. It is my pleasure.
Mine as well.
So to begin, can you explain what you mean by the gift? What is the gift?
The gift simply is you. It's everyone. And the gift is that special essence inside of you, that dream, that desire that you've been really wanting to fulfill and always don't know the how, but know that it's alive within you. And that gift is what the world is waiting for. And so that's what the gift is about. It's about you and what's seeking to emerge from your inner being and from your source.
Absolutely. And what better gift could there be than that?
Absolutely.
So I was wondering if you could tell the listeners, you'll give them some tips on how they can discover their own unique gift.
Yeah, there are many ways to discover your gift. And the way we believe in discovering your gift really first begins with breathing. We really believe that bringing breath to your body and your mind really helps you to get centered in your presence, and that that's really the very first thing. And the next thing we believe is really important is asking the powerful questions that need to be asked. And Discover the Gift was really born out of a question I had asked my brother many, many years ago as I was watching him transform and change and shift and seeing his work in the world as this amazing filmmaker and also who loved to blow things up. A filmmaker who loved to blow things up. And then I watched him transform and doing a lot of personal work. And that, I asked him the question of, when will the man I know that's transforming start to do that kind of work in the world? And so for me, I believe it's about asking those simple questions of, what is my gift? And then sitting quietly and listening. And that's one of the very beginning steps of doing that.
That's wonderful. It's amazing how we can live our lives just going on being so busy and trying to accomplish all these things that we think are important and can miss sometimes the things that really are the most important.
Yes, and so for us it's that, and it's being open. It's asking the questions. It's then being open to receive them. Receptivity is a really key piece. And being open and hearing what your source is telling you. And always knowing that you don't have to be exactly what you think your gift is. It might be something a little bit aside from what you think it is. But if we don't ask the questions and be open to receiving the answers from ourselves, it'll be hard to know which way to go.
Yes, I'm so glad you pointed that out about receiving. So often people ask for things and forget to receive or have resistance to hearing for different reasons. We can get into that a little more after the break. Before we go to break, I'd actually like people to know when the movie is going to come out.
Fantastic. The movie will be out. We don't have an exact date yet, but it will be out the end of February, beginning of March, and there will be a book that will be following in the early summer.
And they can go to discoverthegift.com to stay abreast of the information.
Absolutely.
Great.
Please join us at discoverthegift.com. There's a blog there. You'll find a whole world waiting for you at discoverthegift.com. There's a lot of places to be interactive, to ask questions, to get answers, and to be really clear about what's happening in our movement of Discover the Gift.
Wonderful. Discoverthegift.com. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, we'll continue speaking with Cheyenne about discovering our gifts. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Radio for Your Body and Soul features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. My guest today is executive producer and director of operations at Equilibrium Entertainment. And people are going to have to bear with me here because as I'm talking, my words are blaring back in my own ears. I hope that's not... Oh, thank you. I think the station... fix that. So Cheyenne is here to talk with us today about the film Discover the Gift. And before we continue, Cheyenne, I think you had some other contact information besides just the Discover the Gift. Did you want to say a little bit more about what you have on your site and what all people could get involved in?
Absolutely. Again, please join us at discoverthegift.com, and we're also, you can find us at Facebook on Discover the Gift. And you can also follow myself on my fan page on Facebook at Cheyenne Joy Aziz, and also my brother, Damian Lichtenstein, on his fan page on Facebook. And those are all the multiple ways to follow us and be a part of our movement. We love people getting on there, asking questions. We love to answer them. And you'll find there are a lot of practices waiting there for you right now for avenues to discover your gift.
Like I said, I got to watch, I think it was the first showing of the movie in the United States, and I really loved it. I enjoyed it thoroughly. It inspired me. And the whole room full of people were inspired. When the film was over, it had just created a shift in the energy, you know, for everybody in the room. And I know that we all want to be, you know, if you haven't discovered your gift, you want to discover it. And if you have discovered it, you want to be living it, you know, more and more. And it was the kind of film, you know, that you'd want to buy and share with other people. So I definitely encourage people to jump onto your site and get the movie when it comes out. And you've talked about having a book too. Is there a difference between the book and the movie other than, of course, the, you know, format?
Yeah, there is a difference. The difference is that you'll get in the book what you got out of the movie, and what you'll also get in the book are a step-by-step process and practices for ways to discover your gift that bring you through 8 different real steps and practices that we believe in, from breathing and being receptive and intentional and interacting, understanding energy, understanding adversity, and understanding how to share your gifts. There's a whole practice that will come as well with the book, and there'll be a lot more depth and breadth in understanding what our story is about, and answering some of the questions that might have come up in the movie around mine and my brother's history.
Great.
So, one of the things I really wanted to get back to for one moment when we were chatting about how can a person discover their own gift. And as we were talking about, there are a multitude of ways. And one of the things that we've really come to realize is one of the most important things is after you ask the questions, and you really listen to yourself and hear your source and your presence, that you be intentional and you act. one of the things we notice is that many people want something, they desire it, and they do a lot of thinking about it and less acting on it. And it's the actual physical action that produces the vibrations into the universe that help give it back to you. And if there's something that you really want in the world, give it. We really believe the more you give, the more you get. So give your love away, give the money away, whatever it is that you're wanting in your life, the quickest, easiest access to it is to start giving it and sharing it.
So beautifully said. I've certainly been discovering that in my own life. I've wanted, you know, had wanted my life to change for many years and finally said, okay, you know, what's got to give here? What piece am I missing? And I had this image of, I used to be just terrified of heights. It's still not my favorite thing, but I used to be just, I couldn't even climb two rungs up a ladder without shaking. And I was scared to jump in water too. So I thought, okay, I want to get over this. And I went to this huge rock that all these kids jumped off. And I don't know how much it was. Somebody said it was like 150 feet or something. It looked like the Empire State Building to me, but, I knew there was no, that it was safe, but I stood on the top there and I was so terrified that I started shaking. I thought, I can't do it. And I thought, well, I'll just stand here until I stop being terrified. And I discovered that you don't stop being terrified by standing there looking at your fear, that you can only stop being terrified by jumping off. And once I jumped off and got it over with, then I wasn't as scared anymore. But by standing there, I just got more and more and more scared. It started compounding and making me paralyzed. And my theory that, you know, I'd stand there until I calmed down, it just didn't pan out.
Thank you for bringing that up. That's really a real point that we make in our project and in our film, and that we are really living ourselves powerfully. And myself specifically, I've really had a lot of fear-based living. I had a lot of scary things happen to me when I was younger, and that created in me this fear-based life for a while. And it wasn't until I stopped standing in the face of my fears, is exactly what I think you're speaking about, and I started stepping through them, that my life started unfolding in the most beautiful ways. And so it was learning to really take that leap of faith, that stepping into it, that jumping off, that action that actually will continue to produce your ability to do it more and more and more. And the fear doesn't go away. It's our ability to be able to manage ourselves and work through it that gets easier.
I heard someone years ago say that if you add breath to fear, that it can turn to excitement.
Exactly. There's a real fine line between fear and excitement, and they both produce a very similar physiological experience in the body as well.
Yes, I remind myself of that often, to breathe. Remind my clients as well. So, you know, I met you briefly, and you definitely have that beautiful light of someone who's living their gift. Would you be comfortable sharing with us what, I mean, you said, you know, you faced your fear, but is there a little more to the story that you could share about how you went from, you know, living in that place of fear to living your gift?
Absolutely.
In the powerful way that you are now?
Yeah, I absolutely would love to share that. It really started with, you know, when I was young, I was 12, and my mother was killed in a car accident. And 20 days before she was killed in a car accident, our entire house burned down. And about a month before that happened, our stepfather of 10-plus years left our family. And so in a very short amount of time, I had some of the worst things that I could ever imagine happen. And my life from that point became, I was scared. And so I started with living a life in fear and didn't realize that that fear was really ruling my life and ruling my choices and my decisions. And I ended up quitting high school at 15, doing a lot of different things, trying to find myself. And what I really realized I needed to do was face my fear, was dive in to understand myself, be receptive and open. I needed to get in and be intentional about reconditioning my own mind and my emotions and my negative thinking and my negative patterns and my belief systems. And so I needed to do that, and the only way for me to do that was to go learn about myself and learn about how to live a life powerfully. And what I've really come to learn is that every adversity that I've ever experienced have all been gifts, and there have been gifts in each and every one. Even my mother dying, as awful as that is, I would do anything to have her back. accept I love exactly who I am today. And it was that experience that drove in me the desire to be a stand for children and youth and families in the world. And so with every single experience has been a stepping stone. Every adversity, if I've been open to asking the questions and looking, I have found gifts in them. And they continue to build. And each piece, I became stronger and stronger until finally a real reconnection with my brother that then really plummeted my growth forward in a very big way. And it was that reconnection that allowed my fear to get healed and for me to move forward.
That's a beautiful story, Cheyenne, and it brings up so many wonderful points. You know, when I work with people, as long as they're insistent on having the story of being a victim and that terrible things happen to them and telling themselves that story over and over and over, they can't really progress. It's kind of like painting over rust, but the rust is still there. And the rust doesn't, you know, get cleared away until they're willing to change that story, to heal that story, change the story they've been telling themselves. And there's a lot of ways to do that, but certainly looking and seeing that it's a gift.
Seeing that our intent is finding for everyone to find their gift, and that when they find that gift, they feel lit up, they feel inspired, their self-esteem
yes.
increases, their need and their want to share that with the world continues to grow. And thus, transformation of the self, of family, of society, and ultimately for us, our intent is global unity through personal transformation.
Yes, and changing people through a movie is a wonderful, wonderful way to light that fire. And I love what you're doing. I love the message of this film. It's absolutely in alignment with my heart, and I so support what you're doing. I know you have a special giveaway, a free copy of the movie Discover the Gift and a signed copy of Discover the Gift book signed by both you and your brother. And this gift will go to the first caller. The number is 800-930-2819. I'm Lynette McKenzie. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. The number to call if you want to win this giveaway is 800-930-2819. This is a movie you're going to watch again and again and share with your friends and family. Again, that's 800-930-2819. What was that, Cheyenne?
I was going to say, sorry for interrupting, but it's really true. I have been working on this film for quite a long time, and I've seen it thousands of times in all of its inceptions and possibilities, and every single time I watch it, I get something new about it. I get something new out of it. I get a new lesson. I get a new learning. I get a new aha moment for myself. And I'm a creator of it. And so that's how powerful it is to me.
Yeah, I've only seen it, you know, once because it hasn't come out yet. And I'm really looking forward to watching it again and sharing it with people. That was why I wanted to have you on the show today, because I wanted everybody to watch the movie. I wanted it to, you know, spread just like you do. So yes, it's a wonderful, wonderful film. And I'm sure the book is just fabulous too. I know you do really great work. And I love all the different ideas that you have. There are many, and the stories and the teachings, they're all fabulous. So 800-930-2819, a copy of the movie Discover the Gift and the book Discover the Gift to the first caller. We're going on a quick break. You can call the station right away, and we'll talk to you after the break.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We've been talking with Cheyenne Joy Aziz about the upcoming movie and book, Discover the Gift. And our first caller is on the line. Her name is Jody. Jody, are you there?
I am.
Great. So you will be receiving a free copy of the movie, Discover the Gift, and the book, Discover the Gift, signed by Cheyenne and her brother. You'll be getting that when it comes out. When is it coming out again, Cheyenne?
They will be getting it both. You'll get a packet in the beginning of the summer with a complete packet with everything in it. And we will get you more detailed specifics as we get them.
So I want to be sure that I get your information to Cheyenne, Jody. So maybe you could email me at Lynette@OpeningToEcstasy, and you can find my contact information at OpenLiveNow.com and send me an email with your contact information. I'll make sure that I get all of that to Cheyenne. Where are you calling from, Jody?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, great. Did you have any questions or anything you wanted to say before you...
just that I love your show, Lynette. I think you're amazing, and Cheyenne, I think you're just as amazing. I'm thrilled to be receiving the book and the gift. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, yay. Thank you so much. We're really excited to be giving it to you, and I will email you back with more specifics, and we'll just be in contact, and you will get the gift coming your way. We're excited for you to have it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in, Jody, and thanks for your comments. We appreciate you.
Thanks.
Have a great
day. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that was really sweet.
Yeah.
I wanted to be the first caller myself. I'm looking forward to getting a copy when the film comes out. I'm anxiously awaiting that release. So do you have a newsletter for people, or do they just need to check into your site regularly?
Right now, check in on the site regularly. There will be a newsletter coming out. We are in the final stages of the book. The movie has just been completed in all of its stages. And then soon there will be a very clear newsletter. We will have an event part up on our site as well. And feel free to also go online and ask us anything you want on any of our sites. Cheyenne Joy Aziz at Facebook, Damian Lichtenstein at Facebook, and especially discoverthegift.com and Discover the Gift on Facebook.
Now, would they find the spelling of your names on discoverthegift.com?
Yes, they will.
Because otherwise, I don't think they'd guess right.
They can find instant access to both of our places from there, and also ways to speak with us. We actually are a big part of the online social media piece. The blog is on there, and I do a lot of work there, and we do personal responses to people on our site.
Great. Wonderful. So discoverthegift.com. So I know that, okay, in my work, I love helping people, you know, clear the crud that blocks the gift. And
yes.
I don't necessarily phrase it that way, but it's my favorite piece of the work that I do, because as I help people clear their body stories, the stories that they've been holding on to and living with and living from, inevitably with each person, as that clears, what came up, and I didn't know this was going to happen when I started doing the work, but it was so exciting, especially when I thought, oh my gosh, this is happening with person after person, that the light that was always in there is free to surface. That was covered before.
Exactly. That's beautiful. That's such a great way of saying it. And for me, what's coming up as you were saying that was just going back to how I really used to live that life was scary and that it was out of my control, which it is, because the truth is we're all going to die anyways, and that's the one thing we all have in common. So live the life you want now. Live it powerfully and be a contribution to all. And that is our intent with Discover the Gift. And it starts with you and with diving in to realize the most beautiful, unique, precious gift that you are. And that goes for everyone. We're all the same and we're all uniquely different. And for me, I used to really live in this life was scary piece. And until I learned to shift that story for myself, I was struggling and life was hard. And once I learned to shift my own inner story into being that I am courageous, authentic leadership, powerfully contributing to all, I couldn't get there. I literally had to change the words and the language of which I used to speak to myself. And that's one of the real important ways you're talking about clearing out the crud. One of the real important pieces, it's one of the number one steps. You got to clear out the crud to make room to see who you are and what's seeking to emerge and the beautiful divine essence you are to share with the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as I said, I've been so thrilled to see with person after person that when they do that clearing, that that's what comes up. Even if that wasn't the initial goal, the goal might be just, I'm suffering. I don't want to suffer anymore. But as they release that suffering and release the stories that have been creating that and perpetuating it, that always what comes up is this incredible radiant light, which I certainly see in you when I've gotten to, you know, be around you or speak to you, that that light was just beautifully attractive, and you are who you say you are. You know, the new story you've taken on, you know, that's who you are, and that's who you were before you were even saying the story, but it was covered. And it's so amazing and beautiful that you're shining it now and also using that to help other people shine their light and their gift and to change the whole world by each person shining their gift and spreading that.
That's ultimately what we believe. And, you know, another key piece that you just reminded me of is forgiveness. You know, it's that piece of begin by forgiving yourself and forgive others. Because when you really forgive others, you make room within your own soul and your own peace of mind to create whatever it is you want to create in a good way. And that was one of the key pieces in discovering the gift for me, was tuning into my forgiveness. And I hadn't realized until I reconnected with my brother and was able to really understand forgiveness, how holding on to anger and upset was eating me up inside and was holding me back. And it was one of the key pieces that was holding me back. And once I opened up to forgiveness, because it transforms the soul, once that happened, it's like all the other pieces just started falling into place. My ability to be receptive and open and all of the other steps that I've been sharing with you.
Absolutely. You know, we oftentimes think that we're protecting ourselves when we close our heart. But whenever our heart's closed, that's one of the biggest pains that we could possibly have. And I know that, I don't know if it's a Buddhist saying or someone's just saying, you know, like, you know, not forgiving someone is like putting poison in the milk that you're drinking yourself. And when my son was really young, I had a lot of unforgiveness towards his father for the way things had played out, and the way our separation and all that had happened. And when my son was about 4 years old, he woke up crying one night and said he'd had a terrible dream. And he was very articulate from a very young age. And he said in his dream that I had poured a glass of milk for myself and then put rat poisoning in it and then forgotten that I put poisoning in it and came back and drank it. And it really struck me that he said that. And that was the first moment that I realized that I was poisoning myself with holding on to unforgiveness. And forgiving is just such an incredible freedom. And there's all this information, lose weight, you need to lose weight. You know, the weight we need to lose is that kind of weight, the unforgiveness. You know, if you want to lose weight, forgive somebody.
It's very true.
And there's all this about, you know, really, you need to change this about yourself
really
or that about yourself
too. When you forgive someone, we don't believe you condone them for their actions at all. We don't believe that, and we're not saying that. But what we're saying is that when you forgive, you create that possibility and that space within your own being.
And absolutely.
You have forgiveness. You can do it over and over again once you're able to do it in a bit well, and especially with the self.
Yes, and then that channel of love can flow again, where love can come in and love can go out, and you can live your gift. You can know your gift and be who you are. And I don't think there's a better beauty treatment than discovering your gift and being who you really are, because that beautiful, radiant light, to me, it's the most beautiful, attractive thing that anyone could possibly have, no matter what their physique. And, you know, we don't need to get the latest beauty product, that we need to open up to who we are and let that light shine.
Absolutely.
And I know I've said this several times, but you're definitely an example of that, Cheyenne. I noticed immediately. Yeah. You're just a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Oh, thank you. I'm so honored to hear that from you. That's beautiful. And all I can really want to tell everyone is do the work for yourself. Do what you know you need to do and take the action. Don't think about it too much. Take the action and make sure you ask yourself the great question. That's really important.
Yes, and we hear so much negative media that it's wonderful to have extra support, and I highly recommend people go to your site, discoverthegift.com, and be, you know, ready to get this film and book when it comes out. It's a great way to feed that part of our soul and to support that part of our being.
You're listening to... And one of our other real goals is supporting what's right about everyone, what's wonderful about you. Our educational system is struggling on many levels, and one of the ways I feel it's really struggling is we make kids wrong for who they are, and we need to start making everyone right for who they are and for their special, unique individuality, for the talents and the gifts they're seeking to emerge and wanting to shine. And that
Absolutely.
Begins with ourselves as people, educators, as principals, as all of the above.
I want to get back to that after the break. It's time for a break. I want to get right back to that as soon as we come back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. We're talking today with Cheyenne Joy Aziz about the upcoming movie, Discover the Gift. And before we went to break, Cheyenne was sharing some really wonderful information about children and discovering the gift. And I would like to get right back into that. Can you just pick up right where I was having to cut you off? Maybe backtrack a few steps there, Cheyenne.
What was coming up for me and what I want to share, and one of the stands that Discover the Gift is taking for the world is about being a stand for children and youth and what's right about them. It's really important that as adults in our society, we realize that children are our future and that the very future that we want to have be so amazing and that we want to live into powerfully will be being created by the children that exist now. And we need to start finding what's right about them and showing them what's right about them, so they feel good about themselves, their abilities to do things and to be a positive contribution to the world. And when we do that, we start to see where everyone's unique abilities and talents all fit into this beautiful, universal, sublime puzzle that fits together where everyone is doing their piece and their purpose and why they're here. And we firmly believe that we all have that. And it's really important that as adults, as educators, principals, school counselors, community members, that we really be a stand for helping to support the gifts in children and helping them find what's right, and that we model that by doing that for ourselves and by being present to them and in the moment with them. and we may never know what one look, glance, word, or sentence can impact a child's life forever, whether it's positive or negative. And that's a real key piece that we really want people to know.
Oh, Cheyenne, that's so wonderful. And there's so many things that I could say about that as far as just expressing my appreciation for what you're doing. And for me personally, when you're saying that, I thought, wow, you know, it's a whole piece of whatever we look at, whatever we pay attention to grows. And we forget that, you know, so few people, you know, live with that as an awareness. And so often we tend to feel a victim of the things that are happening around us. And yet the truth is that what we pay attention to grows. And I was certainly raised to be paying attention to everything negative, you know, this idea of some unrealistic, you know, perfection or ideal that you're supposed to measure up to, and that the way to do that is to look for everything that's wrong. And then I know the human mind, you know, biologically we tend to be set in a way of, you know, looking for what's wrong, for what's out of order, what the danger is. And so there's that piece that, you know, seems to be, you know, like our reptilian brain, some sort of biological aspect. And as a mother, I feel re-inspired by your words. And actually, I wrote down, you know, what's right about you really big on a piece of paper when you said that. And I'm going to put it on my fridge because my son just last night told me, he said, Mom, I feel like you're always saying what's wrong with everything. And I heard him, but I feel like I heard his words a whole lot deeper after what you've just said to me. And I'm committed right now. I am making this commitment. Absolutely. I'm standing in it that I'm going to be looking at my son for always what's right, which of course there's so much. I mean, that's what he is right. But I could feel that I've accidentally, unintentionally been giving him, you know, some of the, trying to be, you know, helpful, trying to be, you know, corrective and guiding and, forgetting to always be looking about what's right.
Thank you for sharing that and being a model of that for all that are listening as well. I mean, we're all like that, and none of us are perfect. No parent is perfect. And in that, again, that awareness, that being present to your presence, that you could just do that in that moment, that's part of the essence of discovering your gift, is that exact moment of awareness that you just had, that looking in and that insight. And that goes true for everything and all that we do in the world. Beautiful. I want to thank you for sharing that. And I have a 7-year-old daughter, and she reminds me every day about how to be the best I can possibly be. And it's in her listening. I want to really speak about that for a moment, is the really listening and really hearing the children and the youth, really listening to what they're having to say to us. It's so important. They really want to be heard, and they have a lot to share. And they don't have all the same filters and conditioned experiences that we do as adults. So what they're saying is really, I believe, very real and pertinent, and also really important to their growth that they be heard and listened to. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yes, I think that what makes us feel the most loved is being seen. You know, someone actually really getting us. And so often we're not really present, and we have all these filters, and you will be living with someone for 20, 30, 40 years, be raising your child their whole life, or, you know, whatever the relationship is. And so often people just go around doing their stuff, doing their habits without really being present and really looking and really seeing, really hearing. And it's that kind of presence that gives us this bliss and joy and access to the gift. And I'm just so excited that you're sharing this, you know. I hope everybody listening buys a copy of the movie and the book and spreads it to everybody else, and that more and more and more and more people come to your website. I hope the film will be shown to groups, and that it'll be, you know, part of a revolution that's spreading across the world right now.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. We hope so too, and that is our intent and our goal, and it's really happening. We have sold to over 17 countries and many more and counting. And I really want to put a big shout out, because what I want to say also is that just as it takes a village to raise a child, it takes a team to put out something like Discover the Gift in the way in which we're doing it. And I want to put a big shout out to our team, and that is everyone on the team, and also to Random House and Harmony. They have become our global English-speaking partners, and they have been amazing partners since they got involved with us, and as well as every single individual who has put in time and energy and given us their feedback, and including you, Lynette. I just want to thank all of you for being a core piece of spreading this really important message to everyone, because our goal is to empower global unity through personal transformation, and it begins with ourselves. And if we can listen to all children and to all people and help them be heard, global unity is possible.
Yes, and listening to our own hearts, because when we're awake and aware and paying attention and listening, then there's that flow. When living in fear, then we're shut off and we don't hear, and we're too afraid to hear and to follow. When we listen and we hear, there's a guidance that can know things that knows what's coming on the corner that we don't see. And when we open to that, then you can trust and things just come together. They just flow. You know, me asking you to be on the show was just part of following that flow. And every day, there's infinite examples of that when you open and you listen, and it just grows and grows and grows from there. And I want to thank you so much for being on the show today, Cheyenne. You're just a wonderful woman. I love what you're doing.
Thank you so much. It's really been my honor and my privilege, and I look forward to connecting with you more. And just to everyone out there who's listening, honor yourself, listen to what you have to say, and discover your gifts.
Absolutely. DiscoverTheGift.com. Make sure you check that out. Check it out over and over again. Many thanks to all of you for tuning in to Opening to Ecstasy. Thank you so much, Cheyenne, for being on the show. Thank you so much for the work that you're putting out in the world. And I appreciate each and every one of you who are listening right now. Please join me every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, and 2 Pacific. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, there'll be another gift for you, and that is a gift of self-love. Christine Arilo and I will be talking and celebrating Self-Love Day, which is next Friday, February 13th. So join us for Self-Love Day. I'll meet you here again next week. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com, or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.